Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, tonight is Divine Word. I thank you for coming tonight. We're getting ready to do a tent service down in Monroe. On a great day, a great time. So Deborah Ann is going to be organizing it. Brother Gary Wayne, Brother Tick. So I'm putting them on to get what we're doing. Right now, we're getting ready to talk about the divine word of God. And I want to make sure that you are listening to what we want. We got people to come or go to Cash Out and hit Bishop TT, and you can go to Cash Out and plant that seed that you need. We're excited that what God's going to do here. Report right there in Homer and right there in Ruston.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no. We're moving. We're grooving.
Oh, oh, oh.
Our ancestors, we're getting ready to talk about the divine word tonight, and we're excited about what God is doing for us. And I was talking to Brother Jerry, and he said, "Bitch, you don't need a new computer. You need your sound turned up on your computer." So we are testing it tonight. I want you to let me know how I sound as I'm cutting. Ready for a 3-day tent revival, and that revival will be a healing and a deliverance for many of you. And I want to tell you that God is able to do you. I heard you speak to Pearl when we were a revival. So we're ready to get back to the road. We're ready. I'm taking you out of Detroit, carrying you down south to your motherland, land where you ain't been in a while. I just feel that there's a breakthrough coming. Psalm 78 and Psalm 91, and I want you to get ready for Psalms 11 and 12. Tonight, Kansas City playing Detroit, and lots of people told me they was watching it. I'm pulling for Detroit. Detroit is pulling for the Lions to win. If they don't win, I just want to say that all the people in Detroit were to pull together. Let's play a little music here.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording. Great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano. Come on in. I traveled with my dad, singing in all of the arenas across the country, in small churches and city auditoriums. Don't mind. Well,
God bless you. This is Divine Word tonight. Psalm 23. Deborah Ann is over our 10th service down in Monroe and down in Ruston and also in Homer. And Mama Jo going to be working in Homer. 10th service. We will bring children Sister Lena Mae Anderson, one of my soldiers and one of my mentors. We're going to honor her along with Bishop Gatemouth Moore, who was the bishop at a good time. Get this, shake them up. Get Tick shook up. Get Dead Wayne, tell them I'm coming. I hate to embarrass them. I want them to get on the case. Some things that we got to do. Get ready for a door to open up for you. Get ready for a healing and deliverance for you tonight. I want to give a special Psalms 32, Psalms 34, 51. I'm going to let you know that will be a door open up for you. Sometimes you have to stay focused. I'm down in Monroe for a couple of days, so Deborah Ann, get ready and get scream water or whatever water we got. And I know she what I'm talking about, but get ready. And we so in Monroe doing a three-day healing service, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I do a tenth service in Homer for Mama Jo. Might be there a little early, but I just want to let you know I am coming, and you'll hear about it. And every door closed is going to be open up. Let's play a little music here. By the way, when our commercial was on, I fixed me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Some of y'all don't know nothing about that.
many things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen. Every word I say, every word I say.
No, no, no. The movement.
Name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From
I want Mother to give the scripture. And she's going to give the scripture out. But don't forget, you need to get involved. But we're getting ready to open up some doors. Don't forget, God is able to pick. I want to see you involved. This is Mother Peyton.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill.
Mm-hmm.
That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess. And set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of
yes.
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess.
Thank you.
He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It remind me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotten living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
you. But as we go on today,
and to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon, economic mountains, social and political mountains, religious mountains, encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down here in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that He said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the Spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the Spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind, a spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the Spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley and then led him to the midst of the valley and sat him down in the midst of it. What he was really saying, that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem and Israel's situation in battle. That's what he was saying. God took him in a far-going survey, in a far-going analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley, or took him and encompassed the valley, circled it on all sides, that he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was thorough and complete, the Lord poured the trust into him. At this same passage, the 23rd Psalm.
Yes.
And when everything was gone,
yes,
he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want.
Yes.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
Yes.
You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me?
Well,
but you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Boy,
the way of truth is a narrow way.
Well,
the way of love is a narrow way.
Yeah.
The way of justice is a narrow way.
Well,
certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way.
Yeah.
And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God.
Yes.
But the reason why I do not lose my way always,
yes,
the Lord leads me.
Yes.
For the Lord is my shepherd,
well,
and
yes,
I shall not want.
Yes, sir.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He lead me by the still water.
Yes.
He restores my soul.
Boy,
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. He lead me in paths of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, he's holding my hand. Otherwise, I'd go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'll take the road to destruction.
Yeah.
But the Lord is holding my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the danger. Leading me around the pitfall. Is leading me.
And I got David said, not only that, yeah, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death. You know, some people feel that this is when you die.
Yeah.
Hold on. But I'm not only in death shadows when I die.
Yeah.
Sometime in the midst of life, I'm in the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Hold on. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart,
yeah,
the only reason why I don't give up, my God,
yeah,
His Lord and His staff,
yeah,
by my side.
Yeah.
I don't have to get in any hurry.
Yeah.
Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you got to go through, you ought to hurry,
yeah,
and go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no,
yeah,
I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
I can just walk, take my time.
Yeah.
Not even anybody hurry. Afraid, I feel him near me. Oh Lord, and when enemies have predicted that I'm through, when enemies have said that he's finished, oh Lord, he doesn't have anything to see me eating and see bread on my table. Oh Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on my table. He put the menu of peace on my table. He put on the menu inner contentment and satisfaction. And even it all around me. And unless I get a friend, he pulls oil on my head. I'm running the other side. The Lord is. The Lord is. The Lord is. The Lord is. He's mine tonight. If he is yours, I don't know how you feel about it, but the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord take me to green pasture. The Lord take me to valley green. The Lord take me down by the still waters.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do,
yes,
the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, He'll preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
He'll erase your past.
Dangle it in your face.
That's how God works.
forgiven. He just delivered my friend's mother from a 30-year drug addiction. Don't you tell me God can't work miracles.
And they told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.
Hey, yeah.
I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Traditional gospel music is about to be a thing of the past. But you know what I tell them? I said, you get in trouble, you're going to have to go back to the same old music. If you walk in the doctor's office and he tell you you got 6 months to live, the hip-hop ain't going to help you. You're going to have to fall down on your knees every now and then and say, I need, help me say, the old. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear me? When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine!
Let the light. This is what I was raised on, that kind of music. Let the light of God shine on you. Get ready for our great outdoor tent revival right there in Monroe, Ruston, Oklahoma. I want to let you, Devin, you over that committee. And I tell you tonight, you get on it and start putting people together. And as you get on it, doors going to open up. Prayer won't change things. I thank you for coming, because there's a blessing for many of you.